So, more awkwardness than laughing because someone has requested me to answer a questionnaire, I guess. And talking while recording these is not my specialty. So it's probably going to be long and rambly because I already talk a lot and I talk more when I'm nervous. So, I guess. these are the ones that I can like not listen to one like not listen back to because it's so cringy. Oh my God. So I am naked. I feel like my mic rubs on my shirt and gives more static when I have a shirt on, so I don't this time, so I hope that that is better. This is so awkward. Oh my God. I don't know why I do this to myself. So, it's a questionnaire about toys, which is perfect for me because I always use a toy. So, he wants me to answer these 10 questions while using my toy. So, that's what I'm going to do. So, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to read these or if I'm just supposed to answer them. So, I'm just gonna read them and then answer them. The first one is, please tell us about the toy you were using for this questionnaire. Is it the one you most frequently use? If not, what is? The toy I'm using right now is a body wand clit vibrator. It is the one I most frequently use. It's what I use in every single audio. Well, in every single audio where I have an orgasm, I'm using this because it's the only way I can come. So yes. The next question is, how extensive is your toy collection? What else do you use aside from what you're using right now? I used to have a lot of toys. With my ex, we used to have quite a bit, a lot. I got rid of them though, obviously, because I'm not gonna use them with somebody else. It's weird. So right now, all I have is the toy that I have now, my body wand. We have under the bed restraints. And I think we got like a butt plug at one point in time, but it was not like a good one, so it didn't like stay in, so we got rid of it. And I recently had a rabbit dildo too, but I broke it. So I don't really have much besides this right now, but we are going to buy more for sure when we have spare money. Yeah. Are there any toys you would like to try but have not had the opportunity to? Please elaborate. Oh boy, this is gonna be a long one. I want a Hitachi wand very much so. This one body wand seems to have lots of problems for me. Like right now, this one doesn't work while it's plugged in, which is like so incredibly infuriating because if it dies, that's it. It's the end all for me. I can't like you. I don't know. Every single body wand I've owned has had like problems and I've had to return them and exchange them and use the warranties, and it's just really irritating. So I definitely want to get a Hitachi because they're supposed to be, the best of the best when it comes to wands. Oh my God. I want to get a like oh my God. I want to get like it's like a cock ring, but it has like a dildo attached to it. So Oh my God. So like my boyfriend would wear it and be able to enter me with his penis and the fake penis eventually one day, maybe in my pussy and in my ass. But for right now, the goal is just both in my pussy because I have a big double penetration fetish, kink, fantasy, whatever you want to call it. Oh my God. I want to try one of those vibrating cock rings for sure. Like, not like those ones with the little bullets, because I know that that's not going to work. Like, the expensive ones that are like $100+. Because I think it would be nice to not have to, like, you know, hold my toy while having sex to have an orgasm. I've heard good things about those, like, suction cup sucker thingies that you, like, see a lot of the time. So I want to try those, but that one's kind of scary to me because my clit's really, 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 really sensitive, like, painfully sensitive. So it's kind of scary to me to put something, like, directly on it. What other toys do I want? There's more, I'm sure. I just can't really think about them right now. I definitely just want to get more stuff for, like, you know, more toys for my butt, because he really, that's something he really wants to do, and it's very painful right now. So yeah. Have I ever tried a toy that just didn't do it for me? Please elaborate. One of the first toys I got was like this really slender, like it was maybe like the size of a marker, or maybe like the size of two markers, and it was like supposed to be like, it had like a hook on the end for like your G-spot. I didn't really like that. The angle of laying down while using it, I don't know, I didn't really like it. It was the first toy I ever bought, so obviously I didn't really know. How often do I masturbate with a toy as opposed to my hands, my fingers, or my hands? Every time. The only time I use my hands is if I'm extremely turned on over a long period of time and I don't have access to my toy, or my toy is dead. It's just really hard. So yeah. And if I do use my hands, I just like rub my clit. I don't finger myself. One, because it's, I have really short fingers that don't really reach where I want them to reach. And I also wear pretty long nails, so that would be bad. How does masturbating with a toy compare to masturbating with your fingers / hands? What puts you in the mood for using one method or the other? It's much better with a toy. I can come in like 30 seconds with my vibrator. With my hands, it could be this whole big ordeal that just takes forever. And it's frustrating and irritating. Like I said, the only time I'm really going to use my hands over my vibrator is if I don't have access to my toy, or if it's dead. Or like, you know, my boyfriend's asleep and I don't want to wake him up. Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this. Do I use toys with a partner? Is that strictly for solo play? If I have used toys with a partner, what has your best toy / partner experience been? Oh yeah, I use my toy with my boyfriend. Every single time we have sex, that's how I come. Is with my toy. I have been able to come from oral in the past, but it's really difficult. And it's just, honestly, I'm too impatient for it. So yeah, I use this every single time. We use the under the bed restraint sometimes. We don't really have anything else. He's never used like a dildo or anything on me, because the dildo that I had kind of broke when we first got together. So, but I'm sure he would. He wouldn't care. I don't really care. And then what was the other part of it? Let me go look again. Sorry. What has my best toy / partner experience been? Um, I had a pretty good one recently with my boyfriend. Oh God. whoever made this questionnaire definitely didn't make it with a not being awkward in mind. it was basically just me using my body wand like I normally do while he has sex, but it was just, you know, the things that happened beforehand. Oh, now I feel like I'm cheating. we just like had a really rough sex that day. He talked a lot during it, which he doesn't normally do, so that was good. And, you know, I just wound up coming really hard and for a really long time. So, yeah. probably one of the other times that it was the best with a toy was my ex tied me up and used the toy on me. Like, he used it on me. I didn't use it on myself. And that was really good because, you know, whenever somebody else does something to you, it feels better than when you do it to yourself. So those would probably be my top two. I can't really pick which one would necessarily be better because, I don't know, they were both very different experiences, that's for sure, but they were both really good orgasms. the very best solo experience I've had with toys is anytime I use my body wand with a dildo. It's pretty good. It's pretty intense. I definitely have to get another one at some point in time. Over the years, has your interest in toys, choice of toys, or behavior with toys changed? How so, if so? I mean, when I was younger, the first thing I used was, like a back massager. Like, it was not a sex toy. That thing was fucking crazily intense, though. I mean, I would say, you know, I've, you know, gotten real sex toys since then, but I wouldn't really say my interests in them have changed, I wouldn't think. It's mainly just anything that vibrates my clit, and I'm probably gonna like it. I mean, it's that simple. I definitely have become more kinky in terms of, like, bondage and BDSM and stuff, so I like, a lot more, like, bondage toys, you know, like cuffs, ropes, stuff like that. I'm definitely more into that now. if you've answered the previous questions and haven't orgasmed yet, please continue rambling until you do. Now's the awkward part. Now's even the more awkward part because I haven't yet. So I guess I'll just... Oh my God. I don't really know what to say. It's not my strong suit coming up with things on my own, which is why I like the questionnaires. I guess I can just keep talking about, like, toys and stuff. I don't know. I'm probably just going to watch a porn and come now, honestly. I'm watching, like, a gangbang one, because talking about the whole double penetration thing got me thinking about that, so gangbangs are the best for that kind of thing, so That's what I'm watching right now. Since you guys liked when I talked about that last time. I hope you guys liked that, and I hope it wasn't too long or too awkward and weird.